Breed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios, which we've relocated to the AM 1280, the Patriot booth, WWTC, in beautiful Minneapolis, St. Paul, for Lee Michaels, operations manager.
Correct.
And we've been doing this together a long time up here.
A really long time.
We figured it out today. It's the eighth year running, and it doesn't seem like 8 years.
I know. It's hard to believe.
It seems like yesterday.
I remember when we first met, it was when we brought you out to do the show when the booth was down the hill a little ways.
That's right, and we've graduated now. The Patriot booth is now, this year, a beautiful travel trailer.
Yeah,
now.
AC Nelson travel place in Shakopee set us up with a beautiful travel trailer.
Covered with an awning, and we've got, of course, the old booth
and
everything.
Lighting here.
It's great. It's fantastic.
It's blue. It matches Mike's shirt.
Awesome.
Planted just for you.
Looking good. I knew it would.
and Mike Lindell from MyPillow is here with us, sitting here, staying with us at the AM 1280, the Patriot booth. We're in hour number two of Armed American Radio. For listeners who know that AWR Hawkins will be here, he will be here at the bottom of the hour for the remainder on the top half on the other side. So we'll go to AWR Hawkins at the bottom of this hour. For now, we've got you another half hour. And I'll tell you, listener, if you were paying attention in the first hour, very inspirational story with Mike Lindell. And I kind of want to continue a little bit about that. Of course, you were telling your story from the beginning. And I know it's radio. We only have two segments to go. And you got to kind of cram it all in. And
right on.
4 minutes. I'm having to give you 4 minutes and 1 minute. And I know it's squeezing you down. But the story itself is incredibly inspirational. People here sitting out here at the fairgrounds are clapping when they heard us, and then we'd go to a break. Mm-hmm. It's inspired me. I can promise you that it has. And I'm a big fan of your product. I've been using your product for a couple of years. You saw the text from my mom. When mom loves it, you know you're doing the right thing.
Right on.
But something even greater than that, because it's a part, your story is a part of a bigger thing, isn't it,
right.
In a sense? It's not just a divine thing, but it's also a country thing. Mm-hmm. It's a freedom thing. Mm-hmm. It's a faith thing. It's all combined. Am I wrong on that, or is that a proper assessment?
No, it's all combined. You know, when the president-elect, when Donald Trump reached out to me in the summer of 16, and I walked into that room, and it was just him and I, and he said, Mike, you wear a cross, are you a Christian? I said, yes, Mr. Trump, and this is a divine appointment. I mean, I couldn't even believe I was there, you know, and neither could all my friends. They go, what's this crack addict back in a meeting with the president, or the president-elect? And we talked about, you know, he said he was so amazed, proud of all my, you know, Made in America. I have 1,600 employees now in the jobs it creates, not just the jobs at MyPillow, but the companies we work with.
Of course, all your vendors, of course.
All the vendors and the radio station. I mean, it's probably 20,000 people, great careers. And we talked about that, and we talked about all the stuff with the inner cities, my drug addiction, my past addiction, but all these things that I can see now that MyPillow, it was just a platform. We've sold 43 million pillows, but that's it, helping people sleep. And people always said to me, Mike, how do you have as much passion for a pillow 13 years later? Well, it's all the stories, like your mother's, or like you were telling me, Lee Michael,
my mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law, how it helped her neck. I hear those stories all the time, and how do you not love, I want to help people. But now to help people with, to help our country, I think, God's put me in a position of integrity and to be able to get behind the best president in history. And I mean that with every part of me. I put everything into it. I put 100%. That's my integrity. I met the man. I've talked to his employees. One of the things people don't realize is our president is an amazing listener. I've never seen anybody like it. I mean, he takes it in, and he has a very common sense. He knows what he's going to do and get it done, and he gets it done. And it's not even a political thing. Let's just get it done. Then what we all need. One of the things I talked to his employees, and they all were like talking to my employees. And let me tell you about my employees. At MyPillow, we don't have traditional HR department. We have employee help center, by the way it should be. Back when I had a job way back when at a grocery store in the 70s and a drive-in movie theater, they don't even have them anymore. Mm-hmm. There were things I didn't like when I worked for someone, and I view myself as that employee. What would I like to have? What would be, what if I was that employee? So what we have in My Pillow is everybody has my, most all employees have my phone number. So they call me if there's a deviation. If we get an employee, we're like a big ministry. If some employee has one guy was always he never would come in late, and all of a sudden he was coming in late, and I found out he was walking 14 miles to work. He didn't have a car. I bought him a car. The other employees go, well, why don't I get a car? Because you didn't walk 14 miles to work every day, you know. But if somebody else would call and there's something, you know, he's acting strange. I, me being a former addict, I can figure out what drug he's on even. And I go down there myself a lot of times and say, hey, we need to get you some help here. We bring him into the faith-based treatment center, Salvation Army, Union Gospel Teen Challenge. These are things that work for addicts, okay? And we get him help. And another thing, if we have employees, if you take off at MyPillow and you need to go better yourself or try an entrepreneur, invent something or do something, and it doesn't work out, we welcome you back right where you left. You know, you mm-hmm. You get your spot back. And if another thing that always bothered me is in corporate America or let's say someone died in your family. This one always gets me. Well, if it was your parents or kid, you know, you get a week off. If it's an uncle, you better be back tomorrow.
Right.
What we do at MyPillow, if somebody is, I don't care if it's a neighbor you are close to, you get paid till you're ready to come back. Mm-hmm. And no one's ever abused it. The last thing you need is money worry when you're grieving and like that, and we're praying for them. Well, and then another thing, too, if we have someone's got a serious illness that, you know, life-threatening, they get paid while they're out, and you can just come back when you're ready. And, I mean, it's an amazing ministry concept.
Let me ask you a question. Did you, and I think I already know the answer to this, but I want to ask it anyway. Did you ever even consider, or did someone ever suggest to you making these in China?
Yeah, you know what? That was asked me. And you bring up another thing there. That was another miracle that happened. Last year, the president had a Made in America summit at the White House. So I go to the White House, and I walk in there, and I said, who's sitting here? And he goes, well, the president is. He wanted to sit by you. And I was blown away, but we talked about that, and they asked me exactly what you just said. And here's what I said. Absolutely not. And there's a lot of reasons for that. The one is I want my jobs here. I want my jobs here. I love seeing my people I grew up with and seeing the looks on their faces, not just jobs, careers. That's mm-hmm. the, and
great line,
and,
by the way.
And the other thing is if you're an entrepreneur out there, let me tell you something. You get something made overseas and it takes 120 days to get here. Now, if your footprint changes and you need less or more, you're in big trouble. You could end up air shipping them in, which your product costs went up. But the biggest thing is you get them here, and what if it's not the quality you wanted? What are you going to do now? Another 120 days? All this money's tied up, and it's the quality you can't. And the present with these tariffs, there is nothing better than that. I can tell you.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you on that.
I had the same problem with our country to the north, Canada. There's been all kinds of stuff, the NAFTA deal and everything. I can tell you firsthand, these things aren't good.
Well, you know, I spent 26 years in the trucking business as a broker. I worked for a couple less than truckload carriers, and I hauled freight for 26 years.
Right.
Did a lot of business in Mexico at the maquiladoras and moved that freight back and forth.
Right.
I was there when NAFTA was signed. I watched the jobs in Greenville, Michigan dissipate and go down to Juarez, Mexico.
Right.
And I began hauling that same freight. And I can promise you Frigidaire did not drop the cost of a refrigerator to reflect the reduction in the cost that they were getting in wages and benefits and so forth.
Right.
So I understand exactly what you're talking about. And I'm old enough to remember the Made in USA label on a ball cap and the back of a shirt and the back of my jeans. And it's refreshing to hear you talk about that and keeping the business here. And because you control what you do with your employees.
Absolutely.
You can do these things that you're talking about. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Imagine if we brought all of those jobs back, which I know we're in the process of doing.
Absolutely.
How much better off this country would be?
It's going to be amazing. And they asked me another thing that day at the White House. I said, you know, there's a story of a snowmobile company that got moved overseas. They moved overseas, and guess who followed? The ones that made the nuts and bolts, the one that made the skis, the one that made the seats, the one that made the windshields, 20,000 jobs followed it. Yeah. You start getting right now what's going on in these jobs that are coming back. It's not just those jobs. I have a friend of mine, Anthony Pratt. He's from Australia. He just brought 5,000 new jobs back to Ohio and Pennsylvania. And I just met with him about 2 months ago, and he said he was going to do this. I mean, these are jobs that. These are careers. These are big
careers.
Yeah,
and you're talking about the vendors. You're talking about the people that make the brake pads. And I was talking about Frigidaire refrigerators. Electrolux was the company.
Right.
And when they closed down, all of the vendors had a choice. Either move down there or close up shop.
Exactly. How many that make all the stuff that go with it? Even the cardboard that goes around it.
Thousands and thousands of Americans lost their jobs. It was terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right, well, listen, when we come back from the break, we'll continue this conversation. And I want to ask you some questions about President Trump.
Yeah.
Because if I heard you correctly, I guess I can believe that the media is not telling us the truth about the man.
Absolutely not.
Okay. When we come back, I want to get some specific questions answered. I'm just about that. Listener, you know I can't stand the media. You know my position. Armed American Radio, the monster broadcast from the Minnesota State Fair, continues at AM 1280, the booth, the AM 1280 booth here in Minnesota at the State Fair. We'll be back with Mike Lindell and Lee Michaels right after this. Don't go away.
Okay, gun lover, time's almost up. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. But this is your absolute last chance to win. They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, but it all ends Friday. So you're almost out of time. You have to hurry. You have to hurry. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered right now. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun each day. 17 Kimber, 17 Glocks, maybe even that new SIG. But they're all going fast. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could take home today. Just remember, there's not a lot of time, okay? The gun of the day always disappears at midnight, and it all ends very soon. Don't miss out. The clock is ticking. Remember, just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered to win your free gun right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Good luck. Don't miss this opportunity. Armedandresponsible.com.
Boondocks Firearms Training Academy, located just outside Jackson, Mississippi, is the finest firearms training facility in the Southeast. We offer a wide range of courses, including beginner, intermediate, and advanced handgun courses with low light and force-on-force scenarios in our state-of-the-art shoot house. Other classes include defensive shotgun and rifle, active shooter, hand-to-hand, lethal force simulator, and more. Visit us at boondocksfta.com. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Remember that frustrating day at the range? I'm sure you do. Maybe you felt like you aren't getting any better, or maybe you might be getting a little worse. If you want to shoot better, I recommend the Mantis X. The Mantis X is this small, powerful, high-tech device that goes on your gun and analyzes your shooting, giving you real-time feedback on how you can improve, all via the free app. I'm not going to lie. The Mantis X is incredible. You can do dry fire practice at home with it, as well as live fire at the range. Get 10% off by entering code AAR at MantisX.com. MantisX.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Mike Gallagher, he's wonderful. Can't wait to bring him back on the show. You know, we'll see him at SHOT Show again in January. That's coming up soon. He'll be broadcasting at the booth right next to us again. And this year, you'll be at SHOT Show with us.
Yeah, I missed. That was 2 years ago. I was there last year. I couldn't get out because of that big snowstorm.
Well, you had a snowstorm. That's right. January, middle of January. It gets, the weather gets dicey in Minnesota at that time. So, or it can anyway, right?
Yeah. Well, better not happen this year because I'm not missing SHOT this year again.
All right. We've got Mike Lindell with us here again. We want to continue the conversation. Mike is kind enough to stay with us through the remainder of this hour, which will be fascinating because we'll be hearing from AWR Hawkins. We'll be talking about some of the absolute, in an American city, the carnage going on in some of these cities. And, you know, in Chicago, the murder rate is just off the chain. But before we do that, I want you to have the opportunity to finish. We talk about opioid addiction in this country. It's devastating.
Yeah, and you know, with the someone asked me in Detroit, I was doing a Detroit radio station. They asked me about a year and a half ago. They said, Mike, you know, everybody, this has gotten so big so fast. What would you do? And I said, well, what I would do is I said, right now, everybody knows someone. They know someone has died, a tragedy. I've had someone very close to me overdose. And I said, but we also know people's stories of hope. I said, and I was, at that time, I said, you know, maybe find a neighbor, whatever. There, you know, somebody that's made it through and go to them and see how they did it. Well, now since then, I've seen, well, maybe the neighbor ain't going to say anything because there's so much shame involved in drug addiction. So what I've done, I'm setting up is the Lindell Recovery Network with my platform. Imagine 100,000 stories of hope. Where they have got these from the faith-based treatment centers. So there's maybe a 5-6 minute video of how they got through, how they were back then, not their bottom, because I, you know, you can't put a bottom. I've been ready to jump off a bridge. Well, this addict might not be ready to, and you go, I can do some more drugs until I'm at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But these amazing stories. Well, now you're an addict at home. And just like I told earlier in the show, when my friend came to me that was my equal, imagine like a match.com of the addiction industry. So I get people. I'm going to get people this platform when my book comes out, and I'm going to get everybody there. By the way, my book, the money's going to go to this network. Well, so you put in your age and addiction, 22-year-old male addicted to opiates or addicted to crack, whatever it is. Now, all stories just like you and with that drug are going to come down. So you're going to see, wow, that guy made it, and he's just like me. You know, a 22-year-old opiate addict might not relate to a 56-year-old meth addict, you know.
Right.
But he's going to relate to someone of his peers. And these are going to plant seeds of hope. And I'm going to be like a tour guide on the website going, okay, here you go. Trust me. Here, I have vetted every center in this country, the faith-based ones that are going to, I'm going to say, here's your help. Here's what works. It's right up there. Go right there. And if they don't go that day, it planted seeds. Another day they come back and go, oh, you're back. The same help is still here.
Yeah, and I'm gonna guess with your platform that some of these centers are actually seeking you out. Would I be right about that?
Dave, I went to all of them. Yeah, I've talked to all of them. I've met with the big ones in the country. There's three big ones: Salvation Army, Union Gospel, Teen Challenge, and then I've vetted them. I have a team right now vetting all of them. I want to make, you know, here's what they are. This is faith-based. They work. I want to, you know, most of them are free. Most of them don't have a Rule 25. They don't require insurance. I mean, these are all the blocks that blocks an addict. I was an addict. I know where the blocks are. I'm going to get them, you know, and they need to feel safe. Wow, I trust Mike Lindell. I trust these guys did it. And then you get them here. Then when you come out of these centers, here's the big one. I'm going to have an app where all these addicts can be mentored that have came out of there. They're going to be mentored by people that have, you know, maybe that have been free for 5-6 years down the road that have been clean and have found God and from these centers. They're going to be the mentors within this closed app. So there'll always be someone available, because just because you come out of treatment, you're not going to have trust. I think addicts, you know, that's one thing. Wow, I want to set the world on fire. Guess what? No one's going to trust you. Okay.
Right.
You're not going to, there's going to be, it's not all going to be perfect just because you came out. Your girlfriend might not be there for you. You know, you might not have that job you were waiting, you know, hoping to get. But that's what you need a mentor for. And mentoring helps the mentors. But it's going to be the biggest employees. I'm going to have just a massive amount of employees doing that. And then I'm very good at call centers, so I also have a call center but it's going to be an amazing platform. And I really think it's going to take this epidemic, and you got to bring it. That's the only way to bring it down is people, mentors helping addicts and trust. They need to trust that there's hope. And the hope is in God.
And they need to know it's there. Need to know. And I tie this back in. It's easy for me to tie everything back to freedom and firearms. And,
right.
Because it all goes to personal responsibility. It all goes to freedom.
Right.
And it goes back to the mainstream media. You know, imagine what we would think about the right to keep and bear arms in this country if the media actually told the truth.
Right.
And gave us the stories,
absolutely.
the 4,400 stories
right.
of individuals who saved lives today because of firearms.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular case, we'll make the analogy. If people know you're there, if the media gets this word out and does it the right way,
right, right.
it's not all despair. It is hope. And people can look at
hope,
it and go, hey, I can go here now and get something done.
Absolutely. And you know what? When I've got a platform where I can get that out there with or without them. And that's, you know, I'm tired of watching media block
that's
things.
That's a great thing.
I am
very
that
powerful.
Is a great platform I have. And I watch the media block, you know, the truth that's being told about, the truth that's going on with our president. I know him. He's amazing. I know the things that are getting done. You're going to open up that onion and go, what? He'll win the next election by over 400 electoral votes. You heard that here.
You know what? I
over
love
400.
That.
Over 400. It's not even going to be close.
I absolutely love that.
Because the rest
that.
Of the country is going to go, you got to be kidding. This is a miracle. He was picked by God. He was chosen for such a time as this, and there ain't anything else on this planet that I'd rather have than Donald Trump being our president.
Can you imagine if the election had turned out differently today?
I can't even imagine.
It's hard to think about.
It really is. And I was at the victory party. And like I say, I wasn't even a politician. They asked me the other day on a radio station if I was a political before. I said, no, I was a crack cocaine addict. What do you
right,
mean? I didn't know anything about politics, you know. But I met the guy. I met, you know, and then I got involved. And I'm going, you know, at all the stuff he was going to get done. I was at that victory party when he came down up above. And I'm going, and I'm sitting here, and there were so many prayer groups that, you know, bringing God back to this country. I think this country turned
right.
its back on God.
It did.
And we have another chance, and we need to fulfill that chance and bring God back to schools, back to this country, and praying, and the Christians get out, unite, and get this.
There is a correlation. I am absolutely convinced. And, again, this goes into a much, much, much bigger conversation. When we talk about a progressive agenda that has eliminated God and everything is okay and we can do anything we want and immigration doesn't matter, let's tear down borders,
right.
that there's no such thing as illegal immigration. And the latest, Molly Tibbetts murdered by an illegal immigrant in this country, and the left wants to call him an undocumented whatever. He shouldn't have been here. If he wasn't here and he followed our laws to come in this country, she would be alive today.
Right.
And there are people on the left who get angry about that.
Yeah.
And it's to me, I sit here and I look and I think to myself, how can that possibly be happening in America today that there are a group of people that would even feel that way? But, again, that's part of the agenda.
Yeah.
So when we get to what you're talking about, I think that cultural breakdown repairs itself.
Right. Yeah.
When we begin, when I went to Catholic schools when I was a kid, Mike.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
You know, there's arguments now about the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah,
the football players are taking knees.
Do you know
we
when
need to bring it back. We've got 30
do you
seconds.
Know, do you know when I go speak, I spoke at my own University of Minnesota here. And I spoke there twice, and I won't even say what department I spoke in. But when I spoke there, he said, now, don't bring up God or anything like
right.
that. I went right out. The media was there. I spoke for 3 hours. And Jesus did this
right.
and this and this. I get done. It was just like Ben Carson told me. He goes through the same thing or used to. They'll go, okay, now, you come back. Don't say that again, but we want you back. But remember, I told you that. I'm going, who are they trying to protect? One guy that sits up in a bubble and goes, hey, did you
just
tell him he couldn't say Jesus?
Just protecting himself.
Did you tell him he couldn't say Jesus? You know, I did a thing real quick in Hollywood before the election, and I'm doing this thing of vote Trump and vote Trump. I'm telling the people, a hush fell over the crowd. All day long, 44 of the 45 came up and said, I'm really voting for him, but I can't say it here. One guy was controlling the whole room.
Armed American Radio will be right back with Mike Lindell and AWR Hawkins. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Okay, gun lover, time's almost up. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. But this is your absolute last chance to win. They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, but it all ends Friday. So you're almost out of time. You have to hurry. You have to hurry. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered right now. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun each day. 17 Kimber, 17 Glocks, maybe even that new SIG. But they're all going fast. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could take home today. Just remember, there's not a lot of time, okay? The gun of the day always disappears at midnight, and it all ends very soon. Don't miss out. The clock is ticking. Remember, just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered to win your free gun right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Good luck. Don't miss this opportunity. Armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
MyPillow? Welcome back to the show. MyPillow. Do we know anything about MyPillow?
I love MyPillow.
Dude, wow. Mike Lindell from MyPillow happens sitting right here. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great.
I'm glad
doing
you. What a beautiful
feeling good.
Night.
I knew I would.
What a beautiful night, huh? Sitting
That's
out here
awesome.
At the Minnesota
awesome.
State Fair. I understand in a little bit we're going to be competing with Earth, Wind, and Fire this year.
Oh, they're probably already on the stage.
Are they? Because last couple of years, Kiss, we had to go up against Kiss. That was kind of hard.
Yeah. Well, it's the fireworks we might get at the end of the show.
Oh, I thought that was because they knew, right? They always time out right when we come
right
to the end of the show.
Us,
they know we're ending, right? That's what it is. We'll have AWR Hawkins in here shortly. He is, listener, just so you know, the breaking news out of Jacksonville, Florida today. Very, very disturbing video and a very disturbing story coming out of Jacksonville with another murder. Lee, we have three individuals plus the murderer dead. Mm-hmm. I won't count him. He murdered three people down there, wounded about 11 at a gaming get together for Madden Sports.
Madden 19.
Is that okay? Is that
what
it was?
That's what it was. I think it was. Yep.
Winner goes to Vegas, a $5,000 winner. He had kids from all over the place converging on Jacksonville. And apparently, Mike, this individual lost and got mad. And I've always told my listeners over the years, sometimes the best radio is the radio they don't get to hear. And that's the conversations between breaks sometimes. So let's take that conversation to the breaks. I believe, as you do, that there's a breakdown in our culture that results in this. And as we were talking during the break without Mike's live, I grew up in an era where this never happened. If you had a beef with a kid, the two of you punched each other out. Your dad asked who won. You came home with a black eye. Somebody put a steak or a bag of frozen peas on it or something.
Right.
You got suspended, and the two of you pretty much wound up becoming good friends. Nobody went to school. We all had guns. We all grew up with firearms, and nobody went to school and shot each other up.
Right.
But it's this generation that coincides with this technology.
Right.
Now, I'm not making the correlation. I don't know that to be the case, it is coincidental or not.
Well, you're pointing to your phone, and I get that with every. But I'll tell you what. I just went through a program because I'm doing this thing studying addiction and everything, and obviously I studied it. I was a crack cocaine addict, but they did a study in a prison. I believe it was in Kansas. How many of the inmates in there, now that's felony, prison, it's more than a year. How many do you think their parents got married, planned their kid, let's say their son, planned to have him, had him, and were still together while that guy's in prison, the percentage?
Oh, my gosh.
It was zero.
Yeah, it was zero. Zero.
Now that tells me there was what's happened in our country is the family unit and God has been taken out of that generation where you're the schools, got Christian principles and family units and family, doing stuff with the family. We were talking on break, doing stuff that we used to do, water skiing. And, we had drive-in movies. We had all these different things. I mean, we had stuff to do. And
my kids get off their phone. If we take their phone away, they don't know what to do.
It's instantaneous.
They don't know what to do. Let me quickly go to AWR Hawkins, who is joining us from Breitbart News. AWR Hawkins, how you doing, my friend?
Doing great. Sorry I'm a little late tonight.
It's okay. I told listeners why you were late. Let's touch on that briefly. You were writing on deadline for Breitbart, as you always do. This is a story coming out of Jacksonville. A disturbing story. I've seen the video. I've heard the gunshots. I've seen the laser on the individual's chest. I don't know if that young man was shot, survived. I don't know. AWR, what can you tell us about what's happening in Jacksonville? Any new news on this?
Well, I can give you a quick overview to be sure everybody's aware of what did happen. But roughly 1:34 p.m., shots fired there at the video game tournament. I believe it's Madden 19. And it appears that one of the competitors lost and got a little frustrated over losing, literally opened fire on people. He's been identified as a 24-year-old from Baltimore, Maryland. He killed two people, then killed himself, allegedly, I should say, and then shot nine others along the way. But, police response was phenomenal. I think the first 911 call came in at 1:34. Police were there by 1:36. And not to politicize this, but the left has already politicized it, so I should say that beforehand. Shannon Watts called for gun control before we even knew how many victims. But I need to point out this was in a gun-free zone, so everyone was defenseless except the criminal.
In AWR, that gun control was our 100. This was already a 100% gun-controlled area, was it not?
Right. Yeah, it's a prohibits weapons of any kind, even if you're a licensed concealed carry, permit holder. In other words, even if you've gone to all the trouble to do what the left says they want, you've done a background check for a permit. You've gone through the training. You've done all of those things so you can carry a gun for self-defense. Jacksonville Landing says, sorry about your luck. You're going to be unarmed while you're here.
All right. I'm assuming that you've seen the video. In fact, I can safely say without asking that you've seen the video of the young man with the laser.
Right.
The video is disturbing. But the first thing that came to my mind after I thought to myself and worried about that kid, I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he was one of the first intended victims. There were about 12 gunshots that followed that very disturbing video, and the audio after the camera goes out is awful. So my question is, not to politicize this, after we get through the rest of it, I thought, when I saw Shannon Watts politicizing this already, I'm beginning to wonder, when is the left going to start now calling for banning of laser devices and flat-out banning all semi-automatic weapons, period, because this was a pistol that was used. And, of course, Governor Scott signed three new gun control measures in Florida designed to stop this, and it didn't, and it never will. What are they going to seek next?
Right. It's funny you said that. My first thought was these heathens on the left will now seek a ban on laser devices, although those things, I don't want to say anything critical about companies. I don't want a laser on my gun. I just don't. But anyway, neither here nor there. But it appeared that he had one. In that video, if indeed that was him and not someone with a laser pointer.
Right.
But the left, they're completely unglued. And I've said this a million times, I'll keep saying it. I'm carrying right now a Kimber K6S, which is a just unbelievable revolver. I'll guarantee you, I can shoot six rounds as fast with it as you could shoot with your semi-auto. I'll guarantee you. It's a double-action revolver. And the left has no understanding of those things. The left, they're ignorant, and they speak of that which they do not know.
You know, Gabby Giffords has a statement out. Let me read part of it. The nation once again looks to Florida with grief and heavy hearts. The massacre in Jacksonville is a tragic reminder of the threats we face from gun violence, no matter who we are or where our day takes us. And it's yet another devastating indictment of this country's inability to keep our kids safe. There are many, many adults in here. It's not about kids. It's about human beings. But let me continue. We do not have to accept these horrific acts of violence as routine. Congress knows steps they can take to stop this madness. Too many of them simply lack the courage to act. Now, I ask you, they don't suggest what those steps are. They don't tell us what they are. They never do. But what act can Congress take to stop the actions of evil?
None. Stupid. Her claims, you know, I've been tired of her for a long time because she pushes background checks for a living. And the guy who attacked her on January 8th, 2011, passed the background check to get his gun. Yet she palms those off as the solution for everything. So I don't have any respect for her, I'll say that. But, you know, let's just pretend they had an assault weapons ban. Let's just pretend they did. Let's just pretend that they had, that you have to be 21 across the board to buy a gun, which happens to be the law in Florida. Let's just pretend they have that. Let's make all these things. They get all the gun controls they want. Let's pretend that Florida has red flag laws, which they do. Let's pretend they have a waiting period, which they do. On and on. None of those would have stopped this attack. And it's foolish to talk about it. All they seek to do, the left seeks to turn every crisis into an attack on freedom. And we have to fight that tooth and nail.
AWR, before we go to a break, has David Hogg issued a statement yet that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of, but I would guess one is coming. I'm keeping my eye on his Twitter feed.
I have a feeling what you're going to see now is a call for banning, as we said, of laser aiming devices, which are they're a lot of fun. Unfortunately, you have a lot of people out there that believe the science fiction stuff that bullet ride the laser. It's just all it is an aiming device, number one. And I think you're now going to see some of that unglued, unhinged left now begin to call for a ban on all semi-automatics. We've seen the media narrative begin to shift in that direction as of late. So I think you're going to see that become more vocal. When we come back, let's talk about Chicago a little bit and some of the carnage there, because I don't hear Gabby Giffords issuing statements about that violence, which is now in the thousands of people shot in an American city. Unbelievable. Back with Mike Lindell at AM 1280 The Patriot from the Minnesota State Fair.
Hi, Armed American Radio listeners. If you are looking for a less lethal self-defense tool, check out the Taser Pulse. It is compact, easy to use, and doesn't require a license in most states. Using technology trusted by law enforcement, the Taser Pulse can be deployed from a distance of 15 feet and delivers a 30-second cycle, giving users the time they need to find safety. And if your device is left at the scene, Taser's Safe Escape program will replace it free of charge. With Taser Self-Defense, have the confidence and protection to live fearlessly.
Ever since I got my Taser Pulse, I don't worry about creepers when I'm out in the evenings or on runs by myself. I have class late at night, and it's comforting knowing I have my Taser device if I ever need to protect myself when I'm walking home from campus.
Taser Self-Defense is the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 15% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 15% off.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Remember that frustrating day at the range? I'm sure you do. Maybe you felt like you aren't getting any better, or maybe you might be getting a little worse. If you want to shoot better, I recommend the Mantis X. The Mantis X is this small, powerful, high-tech device that goes on your gun and analyzes your shooting, giving you real-time feedback on how you can improve, all via the free app. I'm not going to lie, the Mantis X is incredible. You can do dry fire practice at home with it, as well as live fire at the range. Get 10% off by entering code AAR at MantisX.com. MantisX.com. Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
What a beautiful night this turned out to be out here at the Minnesota State Fair, did it not?
Have we not had one?
I think it rained one time. It was really hot and humid, but when the sun went down, it got really chilly. It hasn't gotten really chilly. It's just been perfect tonight. Perfect amount of temperature, wind, and humidity. It's beautiful out here. If you can stop by and see us, we're going to be here for another hour after this segment at the AM 1280 The Patriot booth. If you're out here, come see us right now. I'm with Lee Michaels. Always a pleasure, man. Thank you, sir. Thanks for coming again. And, of course, we've got Mike Lindell from MyPillow fame sitting here. And on the phone, Mike, it's great to have you back.
Good to be back.
We've got AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News on, and we're going to talk about another disturbing thing, and that is Chicago. AWR, you've been writing about it. We've been talking about it for years. I am glad to see that it is getting more attention than what we just bring to it. But what's the count now?
Oh, well, I don't know what the specific count is right now. I've got so sidetracked on Jacksonville, but I do know that I think Friday through, what's that latest piece I had? Friday through Saturday morning, I can't remember how many people were shot, but it was unbelievable. And including just women walking down the street. And it's a killing field. I think they're up to nearly, by now they're probably over it, 1,900 shooting victims for the year. I know they're well over 300 homicides for the year. And it's just nuts.
Let me give you the actual numbers. And, Mike, this is incredible. From 819 to 825, shot and killed 9, shot and wounded 53, total shot 62, total homicides 9. Shot and wounded year-to-date, 1,702. Shot and killed 324, total homicides 381. And, AWR, you were wrong, but I'm going to call you because you were low. The number is 2,026 people, Mike Lindell, in Chicago shot. And the media doesn't talk about it. Right. We talk about what's happening in Jacksonville. They come after our guns. The stories are everywhere. Meanwhile, AWR Hawkins, this is going on every single day in an American city. What gives?
Right. Yeah, my first story tomorrow morning, barring any breaking info in Jacksonville, will be to give an update on Chicago shootings and how many happened over the weekend. And as you say, what we're going to see
is we're going to see that David Hogg and Gabby Giffords and Shannon Watt, the usual people, they made all kinds of statements about 9 wounded, 2 killed in Jacksonville, but they won't say a word about the untold number of people that'll be shot before the weekend's over in Chicago.
I ask it every week. Mike, you do a lot of media. You stand up in front of cameras. How does a guy like Lee, let me ask you this. How does a guy like Mayor Rahm Emanuel stand up in front of a press conference with these numbers week after week after week? Not only how does he face the camera, but how does he sleep at night?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just
these are atrocious.
Yeah, and how do you have common sense and even be able to talk about it, if you know, and justify anything that you would even say?
Well, it would seem to me that at some point in time, a real man would say, you know what, I've been unable to fix this problem.
Right.
I'm going to resign. I'm going to let somebody come in here. People are dying in my streets. I can't get the job done. Right. I know I would do that at some. I'd be so embarrassed. I couldn't get out of the mansion.
Isn't he getting a lot of pushback there? I heard he's getting a lot of pushback.
He's getting some now.
The local people are going, hey, you're the problem. They're starting to tell him, I think, that he's the problem.
He is getting some pushback at this stage of the game. But you know what he's doing? He's always found a way to shift the blame elsewhere. What these politicians do. Hence why we have Donald Trump in office. See, we can tie this right back. Right. Because Donald Trump would never do that. Mm-hmm. And I think Americans are sick of watching people like Rahm Emanuel do that, or like a Barack Obama talk a big game, soaring rhetoric, and then continue doing whatever
they did. I'll go ahead and say this. There was Ben Carson. They put an Envision Center there, and we've been doing stuff there. I just backed this group doing this these good things. It got no publicity. It got blocked. You know, I'm doing this good outreach thing there that I backed, and it didn't get any publicity. And that was... Yeah, granted, I wasn't down there to force it because I could have forced the publicity. But you'd think the local, this was good things going on.
For the community.
The media would pick it up and go, look, there's a spark of hope here. And it was blocked. I really think he had a lot to do with blocking it. That's just me.
No, I don't disagree.
Yeah, I would agree 100% that having that spark of hope, it is so important, especially in today's day and age. And when you see what's happening in Chicago, there isn't hope, and now hopefully the people do continue to push back or rise up, and getting to the point where they do call for his resignation.
It's going to have to come from the voters. Chicago listeners, it's going to have to come from you. You're going to have to make changes at the voting booth. Otherwise, there will be no change in Chicago. AWR, let's talk about a happy ending story before this hour ends. Man holding infant pulls gun, shoots attacker dead. I just love the warm fuzzies from these headlines. Because the mainstream media never tells us this stuff, and the hair just comes up on the back of my neck. And I think, there you go. Boy, if the media told us more about this, what happened in this story you wrote about?
A guy was with his girlfriend's cousin, helping them study for math, and someone in the house started fighting people, and they asked him to go outside, or they said they would call the police. And he went outside, and the 31-year-old holding the infant walked out because the fight continued outside, and he walked out to try to talk him into stop fighting, and the guy became angry and came up and started punching the guy in the head while he was holding the infant. He made him actually drop the infant, and the guy managed to catch the baby before it hit the ground, and then the guy pulled his gun and just shot him. It's no way to stop the attack, the guy with the infant has a concealed carry permit. He's all legal up and down, and that's that. So I guess the lesson there is don't go up and start punching some guy in the head while he's holding the baby, especially if he's a concealed carry permit holder.
Well, we're going to move to another one here that I think is my favorite that you've written in a long time. And this one is titled, Home Intruder Ignores Elderly Couple's Warning Sign, Smith & Wesson Spoken Here. Now, they had a warning sign that said Smith & Wesson Spoken Here, and the intruder ignored the elderly couple's warning sign. What happened to the intruder?
I don't know. I mean, question his education. He must not read too much. He went in and he took multiple gunshots, and then he stripped naked. Deputies arrived on scene. He stripped naked and charged the deputies. They tased him. The taser had no effect. They were able somehow to subdue him. I'm not sure how. And the police basically believe he was on some type of drug. And was so ripped up on it that neither the taser nor the pain from the bullet wound slowed him down. But that's how that went. But, the good news, that elderly couple, they're okay. And that's what it's about. That's why we have the guns. Is so the good guys come out on top and they're attacked like this.
And we've got about a minute. I want you to tell us about a man attacking a woman riding a motorcycle who got shot and killed. 24-year-old woman was riding her motorcycle, to be exact, in Pierce County, Washington, when she came under a road rage attack from a 60-year-old lunatic, and she ultimately shot and killed him, didn't she?
Right. Yeah, this was crazy. The guy kept getting up beside her. He would stop at stoplights and try and take his car and knock her motorcycle over. And he riding right up on her when she was on the road. And he's 60 years old. Yeah, he gets out of the car and he walks at her and he begins to beat her. And amid the beating, she remembered that she had a gun in her jacket. She pulled the gun, shot him in the chest, and they put him in one of those zip-up bags. And that's that. So that's how that works, you know. Her life, definitely, she felt her life was threatened. She said he was trying to grab her helmet and get it off, and she knew, she said she just believed that he wanted that helmet off so he could beat her head more forcefully. And she pulled the gun and shot him, and that was it.
You will never see now, you will never see Shannon Watts, you will never see Gabby Giffords or the Brady campaign ever talk about that, because it destroys their agenda and it's bad for their business. AWR Hawkins, thank you very much for everything that you write over at Breitbart News, and I'm going to take this opportunity right now to thank you, Mike Lindell, for being here. It's been wonderful. I appreciate it so much. Thanks for coming out from Bismarck. Okay, I'm looking forward to bringing you back on the program. I am Mark Walters, been filling your prescription for freedom here from the AM 1280, the Patriot booth, live in Minnesota at the Minnesota State Fair. We've got one more hour left. We're going to make it a great one. Lee Michaels and I are going to talk about whatever we want because we can. That's freedom. Remember, until we meet in the next hour, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you in just a second.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back." And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.